All right. I'm good to go. If everyone else is.
Sure.
What that voice was.
Was that a Skeksis response?
I'm testing out new affirmatives.
Clicking the button. 5, 4, 3.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. I should pay attention to what's going on.
You know, when I go 5, 4, 3 and then trail off, that means there's 2 more seconds and then we're live.
Or
I've seen how that's done on the television, and then but you didn't point at me.
Right.
I did, actually.
Oh, see? For all Craig knew, that could have been our new Sesame Street segment. They're sponsoring the opening of the show now.
Good deal. Hello, everybody. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 90th, I say, installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Sneaky Beat 15, KS72, Ian, it's Ray, the Puzzle Warriors.
Hello.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. 10 more episodes in a movie, and we're primed for syndication.
Woo! And then we can stop for a couple years and then come back, just like everything on television right now. Because, good Lord, they're bringing back Roseanne, they're bringing back Will and Grace, they're bringing back...
Really?
They're bringing back It's So Raven. Because remember, last year they brought back Full House and people watched that, so that...
Yeah.
...is causing this whole mess.
Oh, it's an epidemic.
But thank God Miley said she's not bringing back Hannah Montana. Because she can't stand to spend any more time with her father.
Nobody else can, so...
There you go. All right, this is the week of... What is this? It feels like it's, I don't know, August. 90 degrees outside.
Only for a couple more minutes. Hang in there. Woo! It'll be the weekend, then it'll be cold again.
May 17th through May 24th. Well, that's probably true. It is Pennsylvania. However, it makes me really excited because the pool's almost ready. Almost. Your Deadpool dailies this week. Today, you get your Red Punisher. Tomorrow, Green Blade. Friday, Yellow Patch. Saturday, Green Torch. Sunday, Black Colossus. Monday, Black Cyclops. Tuesday, Black Hood, and Wednesday is the Green Doc Ock. Over there in your 5-day four-star crash! Nothing? Nobody?
No, I got nothing.
I thought maybe we had some. Oh, no, I was supposed to create something.
You were.
Sorry, I'll definitely have it for next week.
Man. Next week, Ian's going to have something awesome.
Yeah.
Of the Titans. So the last one was on the 13th was Carnage. That was easy peasy lemon squeezy. How'd it go for you?
Less so. I'll tell you, I'll take another shot at it tonight, but it turns out that I have him at something that's just not good. Oh, like 3-1 or 3-1-1.
Right.
Either way, it's not what... No, I think it's 3-1 is what I have him at. So, yeah, Symbiote size doing like... 1,500 points of damage when I fire it isn't quite enough, but I don't know. I'm trying. I'm getting close. I fought him down to like 600 hit points last night, and then he beat me up. Yeah, then he fired off Armed and Dangerous right at the last second. Yep. I was too disheartened to continue, so I'll take one more stab at it tonight and let you know next week that I did not succeed.
Well, Raimondo? Yeah. He is a lot harder to beat than I thought he was going to be. I have a Carnage at 5-5-1, level 166, and I'm like, I'll just give him a shot without, putting any more ISO in, and barely won. I think I had 600 hit points left at the end, but was able to pull it off on the first try, so, yeah, all right.
I have a level 276 Carnage.
Yeah, sure.
And I've been using so much Carnage that I'm just really used to it right now. Because, man, him and I ripped up the simulator like there was nothing going down.
Nice.
It's crazy. Next coming up on the 18th is everyone's least hated Inhuman, maybe? Good old Daisy Johnson.
Yeah. What a great character.
I like the Daisy. I got her 275, so I expect that'll be pretty easy.
I don't know where I have her exactly, but she's champ, so I can't imagine that'll be too difficult.
She's at a Midland levels for me. Like, all her abilities are either at a 3 or a 4.
Oh, you should have a good chance then.
Yeah, she's definitely not champed, but I might win. I don't remember who she fights or how difficult it is.
You know, once again, this is something that I really should have brought up prior to us recording.
I almost like not knowing at this point.
Hold on. Let me give the obligatory make Joe sad. If only we had a spreadsheet that would tell us this information. So, a spreadsheet that he promised to send me every week, apparently.
Yeah. Last time, apparently, she fought Invisible Woman. That might be kind of hard.
Yeah.
Stay away from me, Invisible Woman.
So, Ian, I just looked her up on your Mama roster. You have her at a 3-2-4, level 147.
Okay.
You should be good.
Yeah. That's the 2 is in the AoE damage, which is probably okay.
Well, that's all her damage.
No, I'm sorry. The AoE, the one that resists AoE.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, that won't help you versus
right.
One. All right.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Good times. Storyland, we got the good old Venom Bomb running right now. 10 to 19,000 get you Quicksilver. 33.5 is the, 100th Mordo cover I can't use. 65,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get a Hulkbuster. And 11 to 50 is Thanos, the Hands of Fate. Over next is Hearts of Darkness. Always like Hearts of Darkness. It's a good time. 10 to 19,000 for Thanos, 33.5 for Hulkbuster, 49 for the CP. And top 100 folks get the brand new Gamora. Talk about her later. And apparently I'm talking to dead air. Nothing. Dead air.
It's just you, man.
Apparently. Yeah.
I mean, ooh, there's a new Gamora?
Yeah!
I can't wait to hear more about that.
All right. In the Morris Day in the boop boop time season.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. Yep. Smash Hit is running now. 800 for Hulk, 900 for Luke Cage, 1200 for the CP. Top 5 is Medusa, and 6 to 50 is Falcon America. All right, let's talk about some Gamora.
Yes, indeed. Is there a new character out, Craig?
There is. Her name's Gamora.
Wow.
You might have seen her in such films as Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And, some comics.
Tell me more about her.
Okay.
Sorry. That's all I got.
I just found it amusing that you paused in the middle of the word about.
She is green, blue, black, I believe. Her first ability is called Deadly Strike. All right, I'm a big liar because the first color is red. It's 10 red. Gamora uses her sword to swiftly strike. Deals damage to the target character and creates a red countdown tile that deals damage each turn to that same targeted character. So that's kind of a cute little quirk, is that it keeps hurting the same person each time.
Sure.
So I kind of like that. It's nice.
It makes you bleed.
I'm going to skip number 2 for a minute because it's the crazy one.
Oh, okay.
Power 3 is called Incapacitate for 6 blue. Stuns a target opponent and has a passive that whenever an enemy is stunned, create a purple attack or strike tile. So that's nice.
Yep.
And then here's the one that will either make people super happy or super sad. The Most Dangerous Woman for 9 black. This power creates purple attack or strike tiles and has a passive that at the start of the turn, if all of the purple tiles are friendly special tiles, Gamora gets rid of them and instantly downs the target. Doesn't matter how many hit points they have, it's an insta-kill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, she is an assassin.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun to try to pull off.
Yeah.
And then probably after doing it once or twice, I'll get bored with it. But
yep.
But really, I just want to do it to someone's level, 600 Thanos, and then laugh at them. That's what I want to do.
Of course.
That's all I really want out of this game right now is to make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could definitely, it doesn't sound too hard to achieve. Maybe get some 3-star bullseye in on that action. Mm-hmm. Just litter the board with strike tiles.
Yeah.
Or attack tiles. I don't know.
I mean, there's lots of things. I mean,
whatever one has the picture of a sword on it.
Yeah. I mean, you could use Quake to blow up all the purple tiles.
Right.
You could fire off Ant-Man's Pym particles and make all your purple tiles things.
Yeah.
So I think there's ways to make it happen.
Sure. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. She will be, like I said, the reward in Hearts of Darkness. She will be available in the vault for the hunt that is running the 21st to the 26th. She will also have part 3 of the Guardians mini-event storyline. Called Plan C, and that'll run between the 25th and the 30th, and her versus tournament will be called Sworded Affairs, like a sword. And that'll run between May 25th and May 29th as well.
Shame on you for walking people through that.
What are you going to do? So I think she sounds pretty cool. I want to give that a go.
I don't know. I'm stuck on that second power. I think that's going to be way too much. Because by herself, it might be good. But you team her up with some people who can cover the board with special tiles. And, man, that seems really powerful. But, hey, we'll see.
Hey, speaking of special tiles.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Ian, did you ever have any problem recognizing the difference between strike and attack tiles?
Nope.
So our good friends over at D3 and Demiurge have posted up on the, hopefully Ray can shove this link somewhere, up on the D3 publisher. Oh, come on. They can stick it where the sun don't shine. Anyway, they put up a helpful document describing all the different special tile types and what are basic tiles and what are not basic tiles. So it goes through the whole list, attack tiles, countdown tiles, invisibility, protect, strike, charged, fortified, locked, black hole, eye of Agamotto, Chekhov's gun, motivation, web, critical, team up, and trap. Whew. There you go. So that infographic there can give you all the info you need to know if you ever get them going to use. Well done, gents.
Indeed.
For an update for the long dark nightmare that is my life, it turns out that for the iOS ads, if I go into that ad tracking section of iOS and hit the reset counter thing, I don't know, 5 or 6 times a day, I can get some ads once in a while. Like, literally, if I do it before every time I play, I will get a couple ads.
Huh, cool.
But it's a lot of pressing. And from what I hear on the developer side, yeah, they're still trying to work out some quirks on the iOS side.
Sure. I had thought that since the last update that things were better, but I guess not.
Not for Craig.
Yeah.
Everyone else is living the shield interrupt lifestyle. Or intercepts. Are they intercepting or interrupting?
They're intercepts.
Okay.
Shield intercepts. Apparently I missed something on Discord. And they're all telling me that I am going to be super sad.
More so than usual? Is it now 5-0 in the hockey game?
Ugh, don't even get me going about this hockey game.
Well, there was a message from Anthony saying that he's not 100% sure, but iOS has been giving a lot of problems as of late. They anticipate R126 to make ads on iOS stop working, but they started working more often and crashing more often.
Oh, they are now telling me, and I don't have this verified from the folks, is that the ads are now gone, unless you are a paying customer.
Cool.
Well, that's weird.
Welcome to my world, everyone.
Except for Ray.
Except for, what, was he probably on Android?
Well, no, but he's a VIP.
Weren't you fancy?
Yeah.
I owe you a thanks for a CP every once in a while. Thanks.
Sure.
Thanks, peoples. They just sent us a link. We'll try and put this in the show notes as well, apparently. When did this happen? May 17th, 5/17, that's today. Apparently, this happened after I looked at the D3 forums today. Due to technical difficulties around shield signal intercepts, we will be discontinuing this feature starting on May 18th. ISO 8 hero points have been added to Deadpool's daily quest progression rewards, and players who make purchases to support Marvel Puzzle Quest will continue to receive bonus awards after completing story missions.
Woo!
It's sad times for me. Sad times.
What? I thought you were tired of hitting that button every time you went to play.
Seriously.
Yeah, but it got me the rewards.
Switch over to Steam. Your apathy will be so high, it won't even hurt anymore.
It says, to ensure that players will still have access to the bonus rewards previously found in Shield Intercepts, we'll be increasing the amount of ISO 8 and adding hero points to the DDQ progression rewards. Players can earn 150,000 ISO 8, 60% more than before, and 300 hero points a month from the Deadpool Daily Quest now. Well, that sounds nice. Players who make purchases to support the game will continue to receive bonus rewards after stories. Not only will players on Android and iOS be able to earn bonus rewards, but we've expanded bonus rewards to include players playing on Steam and Amazon devices as well.
It's the best day of my life, except for bunches of other days before this one, but it is slightly better than it was when I started the show.
Nice.
So, hey, there you go.
Sweet. So I'm getting rewards?
Well, only if you're a paying customer.
Oh, regularly paying customer?
I'm assuming VIP will count.
Okay. I was like, I've paid ever.
But apparently, according to Workshops, the guy's name is Workshops, the daily Deadpool prizes have gone up rather significantly in ISO as well. So
Ooh. Gonna go play me some Daily Deadpool.
Standard token is 350.
I think it starts tomorrow, but...
Starting tomorrow.
Standard token at 350, 1750 ISO at 1861, an elite token at 3975, 10 hero points, 3250 ISO at 14,000, and then the third taco token at 22,000.
All right, Ian, the internet wants to know, is this dope?
The fact that I will now be receiving daily hero points, it is super dope.
Okay. Thank God.
It might. I'll get you back next week. I might be wrong. It might just be dope, but preliminary, you know, feelings are anywhere from dope to super dope.
Feelings, super dope, are my feelings.
Apparently, Workshop says that that information was from Anthony earlier tonight on the Discord channel. So there you go.
There you go. Our good old fine friends over there at the Demiurge.
Yeah, it was some fun surprise news.
It was.
Surprise news!
Sorry, that turned into Wade's roll in my head. Wade's World! Wade's World!
World! Surprise news!
Surprise news! Excellent!
Somewhat dope.
Party on, Wade.
Party on, Craig.
All right. So that's the news. There you go. And more news than I expected. Lots of news. So never mind that whole ad tracking reset thing, because I'll never have to do it again.
Right. So, Craig.
Expunge.
I have a question for you. A Wayne's World-themed question.
Oh.
Now, during the height of the Wayne's World popularity, mm-hmm. they did a number of specials on, you know, MTV, NBC, and the like. And I don't remember what the nature of this special is, but it is... Are you familiar with Wayne and Garth singing the song Pain Cave?
No.
All right.
Come inside my pain cave, and I'll bludgeon you.
That doesn't ring a bell at all.
I don't remember if they were promoting a movie or the second movie, but they were doing, I believe, an MTV special. And they had written a song for the special called Pain Cave. And I don't know, it has burned in my mind ever since. I was going to get you to sing it for me if it was possible, but that moment is lost.
I'll have to do research on that one for you.
Okay. Well then, perhaps we'll just find out what the listeners think of our show.
All right, Ray. What's in the mailbag brought to you by Willie Lumpkin?
Willie Lumpkin, the mailman, who Reed Richards calls Lumpy. I learn all about this guy, more about him every week. The first thing we have is Cactus Jack said that he understands that we really don't want to promote other podcasts necessarily, but he would like to encourage Craig to check out his new show. It's called The Two Princes Podcast. It's the only podcast dedicated to giving you all the latest news on the world's greatest bands, the Spin Doctors.
That's gold. Gold star.
He says that his co-host is the former lead singer from Gin Blossoms, and he agreed to do the show as long as he let him crash on the couch.
But he's in no shape for driving. And he's gotten I realize. No.
It was fine. I don't think that that's inappropriate. That was thoughtful of the Spin Doctors and Cactus Jack to let the Gin Blossoms stay over just for the night. He's not like moving in and becoming like a total mooch. That was gold.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That's worth. I'm gonna have to give that the never before heard legendary third bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Wow.
I don't even know if that's a thing, but. That's how much I enjoyed that podcast. If they're interested in being part of the soon-to-be-named network, talk to Joe.
Secondly, Scrognog Gutentag.
Scrognog Gutentag.
I just have to wait for Craig to say that. He says that he thinks the problem with Infinite Wave Scenario is that there are characters like Bullseye and Wasp that would just wreck anyone that the game threw at you. So there's like infinity teams that you can throw up. And yeah, I got to say, Wasp with Bullseye. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, I mean, the point was just somebody asked me what I would like. I think that would be a fun event to play. I didn't say it was unwinnable.
Joe did come on and say that I wasn't sure I was going to read this because I didn't know I wanted to mention it, but he says that he's not sure where the dramatic readings come from, but it's worth it to hear my accent. And accent is in quotes.
I agree.
We didn't do one this week.
No.
Hey. It doesn't happen. It's not special if you do it every week.
All right.
Unless you're a sponsor, then it is special.
Ian, just going for it, apparently, last time with your opinions, he said that who is pro-Raisin, but skeptical on Guardians 2.
Me, apparently. I didn't realize Raisins were so unpopular.
No, they're not. Yeah, they're bad.
That is crazy. They are delicious and good for you.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, there is an abundance of Raisin hate out there that I was unaware of.
Really?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Raisins?
Me?
Lots of people. It's including Ray.
You like Raisins?
Kelly does not like Raisins.
They're just weird. I don't get them. I mean, I understand if you're like, you know, you need to dry out your food for a long trip across country or something, but...
Yeah. Throw it in some trail mix.
Yeah, but...
Boil them, mash them, put them in a stew?
So somehow Joe's comments spawned a sub-conversation that was way too long for me to include. However, Cactus Jack did come in with some revamping of four-star Iron Fist powers, and I just have to mention them. He came up with, he wanted one power to be, I am the bum fist, where Danny goes and asks strangers in the park for spare change or a bite of their hot dog. It generates black AP and then restores health every turn. And the other one was Netflix bomb, where thousands of fans tune in to watch Iron Fist and immediately head straight to the internet to voice their disapproval. The enemy team is stunned for X number of turns by the collective outcry on social media. He's hot this
Poor
week.
Poor Iron Fist. It was okay.
It wasn't great. But.
It was just hard to stomach when, like, every episode you're like, oh, the title character of this definitely is going to get better and stop being a whiny B-face this episode.
It worked for Luke Skywalker.
It did. He got better.
He did not.
Luke definitely got better.
He was a whiner for 3 movies.
No,
he knew what it was all about by the 3rd movie.
Now the first
movie. Speaking of which, so apparently there's a Darth Vader comic.
Sure.
And they
you.
Are making a new, I don't know if it's come out yet or not, but they redid the scene and took away the Frankenstein's monster part that is in that craptastic movie.
Oh, the 3rd movie?
And replaced it with a much better scene.
Really?
Yeah.
In the movie?
Well, no, in the comic, they
do
that scene, but apparently do it 1,000 times better than the movie did it, because, God, I hate that movie.
I'm close to revisiting them, but not quite.
One of the lowest points in my life.
Really?
It was just so sad on the big screen. It just made me so sad.
Yeah. It was awful.
I'm not an animal.
The only part of it that's good
she
is that
she died of a broken heart.
You get to make fun of it.
Man, why couldn't they just get me more Darth Maul in those movies?
Seriously,
he was dope.
He was indeed.
Darth Maul and pod racing. They could have just stretched that out for 6 hours. Those would have been better movies.
Man, there are so
In fact,
many
Darth
people.
Darth Maul killing the pod racers would have been even more awesome.
There are so many people who disagree with you about the pod racing.
Nah, I'm telling you that they never played the video game because it was tremendous.
Well, sure, that in a video game.
It was good in the movie. It was fun times.
Yeah. I'm totally neutral about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, the Alpha Team said that this guy
Alpha
beer
Team
is
Force?
He that beer is only available on the east side of Michigan. He can't even get it on the west side where he lives. So I hope you enjoy it. Everyone can stop looking for it or go to Michigan. But stop looking
Been
for
there.
It anyway.
Been right. there. Don't really want to go back.
Oh, hey, I need to mention this. LindyNet made a comment that episode 85 on Google Play is only 26 minutes long. Can you re-upload that episode? And so I tried to do that, and apparently now you don't get any. Episode 85 is gone.
What?
Yeah. So I don't know what happened, and now it's completely gone, and it doesn't even work. It used to work on iTunes and Podomatic and on the webpage. Now it doesn't work there either.
What?
Yeah, so...
You totally broke it? Yeah. We now have a lost episode?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I've got a copy of it, so I'll just have to try and delete
sure.
everything and reload it.
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
Is it just me, or does anybody else, when they hear the name LindyNet, think of some sort of, like... local ISP dial-up provider.
Get on LindyNet. Yeah. But the first thing that came to my mind was doing the triple Lindy, and that would be the net to catch you. It's the LindyNet. In Back to School style. What a great movie.
That was a great movie. That's weird. That's come up in my life twice in as many days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Hey, D-Wing Illinois says that he didn't believe for a hot minute that Ian listens to this podcast. he occasionally struggles to believe that he actively participates in recording it. not to give you the only amount of crap, he also said that that poison arrow is Craig's pocket full of kryptonite.
Combined nice. It together.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just came full circle. I'm totally stealing hot minute, by the way. That does not get enough use. That and Holy Cats.
What's that from?
I just happened tonight. I was watching, I'm almost there. Some game show that Ryan, nope, not Ryan, that Chris Hardwick hosts.
Oh, okay.
And he goes, Holy Cats! And I was like, yeah, I'm stealing that.
Oh, my God. Speaking of game shows.
Was it at midnight?
Yeah, that's a show.
No,
right?
I think it was The Wall on NBC.
He's on that now?
Yeah, he's the host.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, once you start hawking Xfinity, he's hustling and making moves. He's coming up in the world.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's going to be the next Seacrest.
Yeah,
so
he is.
So that jerk, you know, bringing back the American Idol.
I've heard this, yes.
Did you see who the first judge is? Now I have
I
to watch
not.
The show.
Oh, no. Is it Simon Cowell?
No, but that would, yeah, that's a guarantee you have to watch the show. But this one's a strongly I need to watch the show.
Is it that special needs guy who's saying she bangs?
No.
William Hung?
No, it is not William Hung.
Is it Drew Barrymore?
No, that would be awesome. It is the sweet, sweet, sultry songstress, Katy Perry.
Oh!
I love me some Katy Perry. I could watch Katy Perry just do things all day.
That's fine.
I doubt that in no way at all.
Yeah, I was thinking, Ray, if you could throw a sad trombone sound effect in there when he reveals that it's Katy Perry, I would appreciate it. Sure, I guess I'm not sad about it, I'm neutral. I'm not, Idol has not been gone long enough to bring back, who cares?
Hey, I'm going to move on now.
All right.
Do it.
Arcane Pozar says, hey, Craig, you may have set a record in this last podcast. You were right about multiple things. Guardians of Galaxy 2 was incredible, and the Gin Blossoms are an awesome band.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He knows awesome. What's up.
Just what I thought the Arcane Poser could do no wrong.
Wait. He then said, Ian, I hope me saying this doesn't ruin the man crush we developed a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no. It doesn't ruin it, but it definitely tainted it.
Tainted crush. Oh.
All right, I have no idea how to pronounce his name, but I'm going to do it anyway. Jables MC? Jables MC? Well, we'll go with that.
We want Jables. We want Jables. No other label will do.
I don't understand that. I'm sorry.
No, it's a Schwabel's bread commercial.
Oh, I just want to know what Jables is up to.
He said, so he's been back, going back and listening to all the episodes from the beginning. He says it's been an awesome trip down memory lane with several highlights. Now, this is kind of long, but it's worth it, so hang in there. First, he said the Porkins edit from episode 30 was comic gold. Thank you. I don't know what it was, but it sounds awesome.
Good old Porkins.
Number two.
Why's the fat guy got to be named Porkins?
Funny how overpowered Flapton looked at the beginning of the release, and yet, by the time he had him at a useful level, sad trombone. Craig and your love affair for Switch Fist Cage to the point that Ian stops bothering to ask you about the featured character of the week build suggestions. That phone that just keeps... Oh, wait.
I know! That was the best effect added into this episode.
Hello!
Number four, he says he's got a fever and the only prescription is more singing and Cinnabon.
Wow! Good.
Yeah.
To accommodate.
And number five, he said, the amount of things that we have suggested and would subsequently wound up in the game is not only impressive, but it makes him think that the lack of Dazzler is a massive Craig troll.
That is correct. It turns out that, you know, as much as I love the folks at Demiurge and D3, they secretly hate me. They hate me something fierce, and they will never give me my Dazzler.
That makes sense.
There's some other posts. I wanted to follow up with Valor X. He has a very distinct posting about Old Man Logan. He says that 553, remember our last week's featured character of the week, 553 is the way to build him because his healing is weak, but without the having 5 yellow, he can really hurt himself. So you got to have that pumped up to 5. He still puts out a lot of damage, and he says that's never been a problem. It's just keeping him alive long enough to be able to do that damage. It's a little longer post than that, but If you want to take a look at it, it's on the D3 forums. It's actually under character. I don't know if I posted it in the wrong place, but it's under character discussion, I think.
Sure.
Normally I post under the general, but in any case, there you go. And he also asked us, does OML mean that 5 stars are now fair game for the featured character segment, or are we returning to 4 stars?
Well, we
all stars are featured character. No, actually, 3s, 4s, and 5s, I guess.
Yeah, we skipped. We didn't do 1s or 2s.
Right, and there are a few 4s that we have yet to feature, but we'll get back to those at an appropriate time.
Yeah, I want to hammer through the 5 stars, and then we'll go back to the newer 3 stars and 4 stars.
There you go. So Valorax and Jables MC started discussing vaulting and their opinion of vaulting. They disagreed. Valorax disagreed with us a little bit about the vaulting. I didn't really want to get into the vaulting again. I think we've talked about it enough. But there's a really good discussion on our post if you want to go over the D3 forums and take a look at it. And I say it's a really good discussion because at the end of it, they came to a resolution. They were going back and forth about, well, I don't think that's true. And, you know, and then eventually one of them was like, well, okay, maybe you're right. And everybody was like, wait a minute, was there an internet argument that just came to an agreement? Like, this is the first time in history.
Yeah, I think the vaulting segment is over. We need to move on to the floor exercise.
That was moderately humorous.
That was worth precisely 3 chuckles.
And finally, Shard Attack said,
issue of Mary Worth.
Coming soon to the soon-to-be-named network, Craig reviews early 90s MTV buzz clips. On this week's episode, we debate Screaming Trees' seminal classic Nearly Lost You with the surprisingly popular song Cannonball by the Breeders.
I love that song!
That's a good song. Good band, too.
They were.
He said that he would listen to that show as long as the singing is kept to a minimum. I can't say that.
No.
That show would be like 85% singing.
Man, if we want to get like the more obscure, we can talk about the time that I saw Belly on Campus Live.
That was a fine segue.
It was a great show. She was awesome.
She was in the Breeders.
Yeah, but the Belly show was great.
Yeah, that was a good show. I think she's retiring.
Oh, really?
She titled her last album Swan Song.
Oh, well, that's a pretty good indicator, I think.
Yeah, so I think Tanya Donnelly is hanging it up. But yeah, that was a great show. That was a free show.
It was. That was the moving out weekend.
Yeah.
So the last thing he said should we be feel confident in championing all 4 stars? Because they'll all eventually be reworked like Star-Lord and Wasp. My answer to that is I'm going to champion them all because they're sometimes required. So I'm going to try and build them up and make them usable. I mean, that's kind of the whole point of the game. But hey, what do you guys think?
I would. I think that brings up a good point. You know, with the new rebalancing system that they're doing it more frequently. I think it's probably safe. There's no real duds that I can think of off the top of my head. Are there
4 stars?
Yeah.
There's a couple that need some help.
I can't think of them right now. All I can think of is my not really liking Agent Venom. But I'm not really sure that's because he's underpowered.
Right.
I mean, War Machine still sucks.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Double Dino is still not so great.
He's not a character. He's a novelty character. He doesn't count.
Mm. No one uses Venom. I never see anyone using Venom. Winter Soldier, he still sucks.
I feel like Winter Soldier, I don't think he's bad, is he?
I don't know. I only have 5 red. That's all
I
get.
Yeah, so. I thought he was decidedly average. Yeah, Venom and Miles, I feel like they'll probably get a trip to the Demiurge workshop soon. So, yep, champ away.
Like I said, though, I mean, I think it's just worth it to have them to keep them usable for when they're required characters. So,
champ, champ, champaroo.
There's a discussion going on Discord about Venom and Ghost Rider. I don't think Ghost Rider's that bad. Of course, mainly because of his penance stare.
Yeah, he's a one-trick pony. I mean,
right.
But that's great for those boss battles when you can just be like, ha suck it.
Anyway, that's all I got in the mailbag.
Woo!
Thanks, Willie Lumpkin.
Willie Lumpkin. He works for the Fantastic Four, you say?
No, he's just their mailman.
Oh, okay. Well,
The Baxter Building is just on his route.
Right, okay. You're right. He is a government or state employee. My mistake.
He's a federal employee.
Oh, sure.
Ian?
Hmm?
What time is it now?
Oh, let's see. It is Quarter Till featured character of the week.
Week.
Oh, goodness. I was correct because your clue was straightforward. This week, it's all about none other than Five Star Phoenix. I don't have a lot of background. I feel like people should be steeped in their Jean Grey knowledge at this point.
Their Phoenix lore.
The once upon a time, Jean Grey got shot in the head with a Shi'ar crystal. Now she's the Phoenix. The end. She's got green powers. She's got red powers. She's got purple powers. Let's start green because it's got multiple powers. My Achilles heel, if you will. Her green ability starts out as From the Ashes. It costs zero. It is a green passive. When Jean Grey becomes downed, create a three-turn red countdown tile that revives Jean with 40% of her health and charges the power or changes the power to Phoenix Force. This power can fire while Jean Grey is stunned. The health goes up, the countdown tile goes down, and eventually becomes a one-turn countdown tile that revives her to 55% of her health. And then it becomes Phoenix Force. Costs 9 green AP. Jean's mad that you just killed her, so she blows you up with a lot of AoE damage and then blows herself and her friends up with some AoE damage. Starts out dealing 4,144 to the enemies and 1,295 to your team. At max level, she's dealing 16,656 damage to the enemy team and 5,205 to her friends.
Interesting to note on that, though, that it doesn't gain power the more levels you have in the power.
No, once you're the Phoenix, man, you're the Phoenix. You are what you are.
It only goes up by level.
Oh, right. Sure. Yeah, there's no level 1, 2, 3, 4 of that. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm on board.
I should make note of that just because I only have one of those, so it's just as useful.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Indeed. Purple, Psychic Rapport. Her Psychic Rapport costs 7 purple AP. She converts 3 random basic tiles to red. Woo! And when...
Well, it's also team-up tiles.
Oh.
Random basic or team-up tiles.
Okay. Good to know. It's got a passive component. When you match 5, it improves 3 random friendly special tiles by 104, and reduces 1 random enemy special tile by 104, down to a minimum of 1. As this increases in levels, see, you can convert more tiles to red, 4, 5, 6, and then 7. You can increase the quality of those friendly tiles more, more, and more, and you can reduce 2 enemy special tiles by more, more, and more. So, someday you can convert 7 basic or team-up tiles to red, improve 3 friendly tiles by 624, and reduce 2 enemy special tiles by 520. Finally, Psychic Flames.
Yoga Flame.
Yoga Fire. Red tiles, they cost 9 red AP. She deals some direct damage. That's nice. 1,295 damage and creates 2 strength 104 tiles. If there are 5 or more friendly special tiles, she also creates 2 strength 259 black enemy attack tiles. This would be a good time for me to have a chart so I can tell the difference between strike and attack tiles. I'm going to go out on a limb and say one of them has a sword printed on them, one of them has a fist. All that goes up as her levels go up. So let's see. She can one day do... Holy majoli. 8,849 damage, create 4 strength, 416 strike tiles, and if there are 5 plus friendly tiles, 4 strength, 1,301 enemy attack tiles.
You don't want that.
Okay. I agree.
that'll hurt you back quite a bit.
Yeah.
Tell me about them. What flavor of tiles does damage no matter what, and the other one involves you adds damage to your match?
Your strike tiles adds damage to anything that you do. Enemy attack tiles are the fists that do damage automatically.
Okay. Yeah, so that's doing...
1,200?
No, 5,000?
Yeah. I'm looking at mine, oh, right. And the numbers are way lower.
Yeah, if she's maxed out, you're taking almost 5,000 a turn back.
Right.
You need a way to get rid of those quick.
Her other power will reduce those right down to one.
Yeah, you have to fire red followed by purple.
So let's talk about this Jean Grey character. I'm going to say 355, and I'll tell you why. Mostly because of the green. 48% of her health and 55% of her health don't seem that dramatic to me. I do like going from a two-turn tile to a one-turn tile, but the level jump I get in the other two seems significant. I'm going to stick by it and say 355.
Go from two-turn tiles to a one-turn tile. Where it's at? I think you're going down the right path. I think that's probably what I'd do would be 355.
All right.
2 years from now, we'll worry about that.
I'm not really sure that, I mean, because the difference in the health is the other thing on her green power from 48% to 55%, 7% health.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, I mean, she's going to do so much damage. I don't know if that 7% is going to get you a whole lot. So, yeah, I concur completely.
Good.
Well, I have her at 101, though, so.
I got a 301.
I have her where does the purple one go?
The middle.
The middle? I have her at, I think, 030. I'll check on that soon. But I stand by my decision until I'm told otherwise. Also, Craig, you're going to have to move that song onto the no singing list for this show.
Which song?
Two turntables and a microphone.
Why?
Beck broke my heart some years ago.
Oh, right, I forgot.
He's banned from all my shows. I am just openly prejudiced against Scientologists, no matter how good their music is.
That's fair.
But let's say that that's the featured character of the week. Phoenix, brought to you by 355.
The numbers 3 and 5. all right. Is everyone's Vine as completely messed as mine?
Probably. I've got some Vine news, so why don't you start while I load up my game?
All right. I've got... It's a problem right now. I've got a purple Gwenpool dying in 19 hours. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 Mordos that are dying. Blade, a Spider Woman, and then a bunch of 2-stars. These Mordos are killing me. Four of them.
Well, how about you go ahead and sell that Gwenpool right now, and I will send you some psychic positivity when you open a token later in this show, and it'll be the Mordo that you need.
Unfortunately, I need 2 Mordos.
Well, it'll be one of them.
All right. We'll focus.
But I need a Mordo, too.
Do you need the one from Progression?
No. Unfortunately, the one from the Progression Rewards is the another black.
Yeah.
Which gets me nowhere.
Yeah. I need purple. My Mordo is 551.
Yeah, 552 here.
Ah, that's funny. My Mordo is 003.
Trades! Tradesies!
So, other than the Mordo depression, that sounds like a pretty straightforward, like, all a loose wood. How much more do you need to champion Gwenpool?
I think I just need the ISO.
Oh, then definitely sell that cover. Who cares? No one likes her. And by no one, I mean me.
I have Gwenpool at 535, but she's level 70. I only have 280,000 ISO, so I don't think I'm going to get her champed in the next 19 hours.
Similarly, I have 3 days left on Ryry Will.i.am's.
Right.
And I'm missing one cover on her. So I think I need a red, and I've got her at like 525 or whatever not red is. And I have a Mordo that I've got 13 days on. So I have less than 100,000 ISO, so I think it's really no chance that I'm getting that Riri championed. It's just not going to happen. But Mordo, I'm hoping to get enough ISO so that I can actually get him taken care of. Buy the cover if necessary is what I mean.
Boo earns.
Strong choice. I support your decision to do that.
Mordo is definitely worth it.
Boy, that'll be an unpopular opinion.
Nah, he's fine.
Yeah, well, I'd say he's Mordo. Worth it.
I've enjoyed playing him this week with Cho.
Okay.
Just been fun. I don't know.
I've been using him with 3-star Iron Fist and Wanda.
Yeah.
Because they generate all the right colors for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like it with Cho because that way Cho tanks everything for me. And if I need to use the black to heal him with hot dogs, I can heal him with hot dogs.
Sure. Yeah. My Cho is nowhere near where yours is, so it doesn't work for me, but I get it.
All right. So here's where we're heading into my vine. It's not really as complex as I think it is, but I am going to require a little bit of advice. So going into this, that of the three stars, five of them, who I consider scrubs, remain unchampioned. And then there are three stars that are undercovered and cannot be championed. So we will ignore them. And I will tell you about what's going on in my vine. My vine still has 7 days worth of Medusa hanging out, just waiting for enough hero points to get her on my roster. Then we come across two Psylocks, a Sentry, and a Thanos. Now, I feel like I've accumulated enough ISO that I'm willing to champion either the Sentry or the Psylocke. Do you have any thoughts?
Who do they give us rewards later?
I don't know. I would not know that.
I don't know. I remember Sentries being pretty good, but I don't remember who it was.
Is it Red Hulk?
It's possible.
The Thanos will probably just die on the vine because I simply do not have enough covers for him that I'm going to be able to champion him within the next 10 days.
Oh.
Psylocke gets you Peggy.
Oh, Psylocke. Easy. Done.
Wait.
Sentry apparently also gets you Peggy.
Are you kidding me?
No, Sentry gets you Moon Knight.
Oh, Moon Knight.
Peggy.
See, I was reading somebody on Discord. They steered me wrong.
Okay.
Wrong, I say.
Maybe I'll do both.
I'm assuming the Thanos you're talking about is the three-star?
Three-star, yeah. The other one I have plenty of room for and would already be added to my Thanos. My three-star Thanos is at 5-3-2, so I don't think... I mean, I guess Thanos is running in one of the events where I get him as a default, so I'll sit on him in case I decide to play Venom Bomb. Doesn't that automatically give me at least two Thanos covers?
I don't know.
Yes.
I was listening to the first part of the show. I may have been the only person.
Hearts of Darkness will get you two Thanos covers.
Oh, Heart of Darkness. That's what I meant. Sorry. Yeah, do you know what kind?
I can look for you.
All right. And then the sad part of my vine that I will never be able to rectify is I got a Bullseye, which gave me a Bullseye, which gave me a Kingpin. And my Kingpin is at 5-1-2. So I got a yellow Kingpin on my vine that has no hope of...
Man, that is so sad.
...ever finding a home.
it is a green Thanos followed up by a black Thanos.
Another black Thanos cover. I don't need that as much. Or at all. So, Moon Knight is tempting. But so is Peggy. She's much better than Moon Knight.
Love Peggy.
Peggy is amazing. I really enjoy Moon Knight, but Peggy is just, hands down, better.
Tough call there for you.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be... If for no other reason, I have two Psylocke covers sitting here, and then will leave...
And yes. Surely one of these days, she's going to get a rework, because she sucks.
She sucks bad.
That stupid Bewilder power is the worst.
It's not the worst, but it is ineffective unless you're the computer.
Yeah. So I'm confident that someday soon she'll get a buff, so you might as well go for her.
Yeah, she's got two covers as opposed to the one, and then I will be down to four unchampioned.
We know with her unlimited amounts of dialogue in the last X-Men movie that they are totally waiting to buff her up.
How much does it cost to champ a three-star? Does anybody remember?
No, I don't.
All right.
It's been so long since I've had to do one.
So you had to do Hawkeye not that long ago.
Yeah, that was like months ago. I was partying.
I'll look into it. I got the game. Oh, it's too much. I gotta wait. But I'll do it. It'll happen. I'll just have to play harder and gain more ISO.
All right. Well, it sounds like starting tomorrow, you'll get more things.
Yeah, I definitely will. All right, I'm on board. We're ready to go. Psylocke and I are heading to Champ Town.
Is that like Flavortown?
I don't know. Is it? What's Flavortown?
Aren't you the person who hates Guy Fieri?
Oh, I do hate Guy Fieri.
He always takes you to Flavortown. That's his shtick.
Oh, I don't know anything about his shtick. All I know is that he wears the sunglasses on the back of his head, and the color of his goatee does not match his hair. I just want to punch him in his fat face.
Get a one-way ticket to Flavortown on Triple D. I do love Triple D, though. It's a good show.
Is there another segment that we could talk about?
Nope, we're all out of segments.
Oh, no. They've all been replaced by the Guy Fieri segment. Show is the worst. I'm not listening to this podcast
anybody
anymore.
Did anybody get anything special this week? Anything exciting?
I did. I got a black Looking for Trouble Kate Bishop cover. It was awesome.
How does that, is your Kate Bishop usable now? Is she
not really.
Away? Is...
Nah, not really.
Okay.
She's that takes her to 141. I got a lot of those black covers for Kate Bishop.
Yeah, I got nothing. I can't remember anything.
All right. I never remember anything, so there you go. Let's open up some tokens. Brought to you, as always, by the guy who's now so cool he's got his own beer. This guy. Who wants to open something?
I will. I've been dying to give old Hawkeye an eye poking. Bam!
What, did Owen just open it?
Where do you think it's a learned behavior, Craig? Where do you think that comes from? He wasn't just born odd.
Bam!
It was a red remote control gauntlets from Rye Rye Will I Am.
Rye Rye Will I Am's. I've got 11 tokens, but I'm only opening one.
Good choice. Sure.
Hey, Workshop says that it's 120,000 for a 3-star champion.
Okay, I'm
Cliff
close.
Cliff is give me a sad 4-star like he always does. It is a Spider-Woman seeking redemption.
Ooh. Wait, you already got... Do you have a Spider-Woman on the vine that will be remedied by this?
Nope. It is the same one I'm already losing.
Sorry. You didn't give me a chance to give you enough well wishes, even though I guaranteed you that I would. I'm sorry.
What is my Spider-Woman? Yeah, I have her at 553. I just can't afford anything.
Well,
again,
tomorrow you'll be able to get more rewards.
She's at level 70, so
right.
I don't have 400,000 ISO laying around.
Right.
Well, I thought we said it was like 377,000. It's not quite four.
It is 365,821 plus then the championer.
Yeah, so 377 is exactly what I said.
Right, and how much did you say the 3-star was?
120,000.
Okay, that's
not
bad.
I don't even have 300,000 ISO, let alone 377.
Yeah, I understand. I championed Miles, and now I got down to 1,000 ISO, so now I'm back up to like 70,000.
Oh, that's brutal.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I got to earn about 20 more thousand, and then I will stick with my commitment.
In any case, I'm looking at Clint's face here, and I'm going to focus.
Bam!
Tools of the Trade, green 4-star blade.
How's that guy coming along?
I have no idea.
The
I'm
forgotten 4-star, if
he
you is, will.
He's still the forgotten 4-star.
Is that a guy? 5-3-3 now.
Wow.
Hmm. So he's coming along, but yeah, I haven't done anything with him, so.
Hey, yeah, this is Johnny Switchblade Adventure action figure. Yeah, you know, he'll get you.
I believe the official title is Johnny Switchblade Action Punk.
That's correct.
Not as dangerous as that Nerf ball.
I mean, look at this. You can choke on that thing. Ah! It seems that your other thing is a bag of glass. It's a bag of glass, you know.
Yeah, you just hold it up in the sunlight. You see all sorts of colors.
It's very great educational. It's great for kids. It's very scientific.
Oh, and I know I already thanked you, Ray, but when I logged on today, just now, to open a cover, it gave me a command point because someone was a VIP member, and I'm going to assume that it was you, so thanks.
That one wasn't me, but yeah.
Oh, is yours coming up soon?
We'll in like 4 or 5 days.
All right. Thank you for next week.
Preemptive thank you, because I never thank anybody. I never thank anybody in the chat. I was actually concerned about our alliance because there was a like month stretch there where like – every week, twice a week, I was getting 7 command points, and I was like, you guys need to rein it in.
What
I love command points, but that's not appropriate.
They need to properly support our friends at D3 and Demiurge. They got kids to feed.
Do they?
I bet somebody does.
That's true.
They can't all be single and just chilling. One of them's got to have hooked up with somebody.
That's true. We do have a friend who makes video games for a living and has reproduced at least twice.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to send them a snarky comment on the Facebooks the other day.
Who's that? D3?
No.
Demiurge?
The
friend in question?
Yes.
Okay.
His wife posted a picture of them donating Girl Scout cookies to some charity or some such.
Yeah, the ones that you never got?
And there was a case of the ones that I didn't get. So I just made a snarky comment of like, oh, look, there's my missing case of thanks-a-lot cookies. And then she never answered me.
Yeah, of course not. She stole them from you because no one likes you, dude.
Oh, man, I want those cookies. They're good.
I don't even know what they are. They're just special California cookies. Is that why you like them? Is there a particular flavor?
They are the trefoil shortbreads, but with fudge on the bottom, like a Keebler fudge drape.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. And you can learn, you know, the word thanks in like 5 different languages.
Wow.
I think I already know that. I'm not sure about 5, but...
I don't know if I can do 5.
Well, English counts, right? So that's 1 right off.
Yeah.
You're down to 4.
Yeah, you got Spanish. And Spanish. You got, you know, Mercy Buckets.
German. Yeah, Spanish, German, French, and Japanese. There you go.
There you go.
I'm set.
Oh, Chinese. You can go Xixi.
There you go. Yeah. So we're up to 6.
Yeah, that Mandarin is paying off now.
Yeah, it is.
Woo!
Cashing in.
Me and the Pai Gal table, look out.
Oh, man. We'll be hanging out at the noodle bar in no time.
First, I'd have to learn to eat any of that food.
Yeah, I'll cover for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to the noodle bar right now.
Yeah.
So, there's a Chinese restaurant down by work, right? And yeah, you know Rick, who used to work at the ACU.
Yeah.
Rick.
So
Rick,
he goes there.
Rick.
He goes there to get wonton soup and an egg roll. And they give him a little bag of, you know, crispy noodles to go with the soup. This is all he orders there. He doesn't order anything else. It's wonton soup, egg roll, bag of crispy noodles. It's like $3 in some sense, right? So he always has, like, exact change to pay for this. But every time we go in there, I swear that the person at the front counter gives him the stank eye. Because all he's doing is coming in. You know, they've got this huge buffet. There's like 70 things on the buffet. There's all kind of stuff to pick. And every time, all I can see in her heart is that she wants to murder him to death. Because all he buys is wonton soup and an egg roll for $3.
Is he in fact related to another old acquaintance of ours who would walk into the restaurant, they would look at him and go, shrimp on rice, fortune cookie,
$5
egg roll, $5.
Man, that was good times.
That was.
Oh, he ordered the same thing every day. And then everyone who worked there knew it by heart.
So we got to get Brigby on here and so he can teach you how to correctly pronounce Mandarin because he's giving you crap about it, about your pronunciation.
Okay, Xixi. All right.
Lop, lop.
Lop, lop. That's my favorite. I love lop, lop.
Oh, thanks once again to this guy. Opening the tokens brought to you by this guy. You're
Adrian,
right.
Tell me about the podcast
Both
network.
Both times I did that, I took my thumbs and pointed at me.
Well, of course, you got to.
I'm going to try actively not to next time. I don't think it's possible, but I'm going to try. In the meantime, I'll tell people all about the splendors of the soon-to-be-named network. The soon-to-be-named network, a network of excellent podcasts available at soon-to-be-named network or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. You can enjoy podcasts like this one or
that one.
Or that one, Two Princes. And, you know, there's too many shows to name and the amount of time we have left. But they are, in one way or another, all excellent. So please check them out at soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, or on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com. We'll give you a direct link to any of the shows you might be interested in.
In more sad news, it's now 5-0, Senators.
Well, sure.
I thought it was over. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, once it's 4-0.
I mean, it is over, but...
Yeah, relax at 4-0. Just call it a day and hope we ride out the rest of the series a little bit better.
Yeah, game 4 will be a big turnaround. Well, don't call it a comeback. Anybody else got anything else? All good?
I'm satisfied.
All right. As always, thank everybody for joining us here. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, love mail, hate mail, all the mail in between. Our webpage, you can leave it on the discuss feature. You can shoot us a tweet. You can get it to us on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums. We will look at all those things. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner on our webpage. You buy something, and we get some pennies back. Or you can become one of our sweet, sweet patrons. You know, like this guy.
True story.
Or Willie Lumpkin.
Also.
Yeah.
True story.
Or you can go over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag. There's going to be some holiday coming up. You're going to need your Memorial Day swag? I don't know. What's the next holiday?
Memorial Day is the next holiday.
Yeah.
Hopefully the pool will be ready by then.
Pool should be ready later this week.
Good. Get to it.
So that's all we got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, it's all a big sham. Hail Hydra. Good night.
You and your hip modern clues. Goodbye, friends.
Thanks, everybody. See ya.
I'm hip to be square. Bum. Ba-na-na-na. Hip to be square.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Come inside my pink cave and I'll bludgeon you. You don't have to scream because your ears are bleeding. That's perfectly normal when someone bludgeons you. The bleeding part that I was just referring to.
All right, you want to guys need to add anything, change anything?
No, the script looks fine. I can't say that I get your clue, but...
Really?
Yep.
No?
No. Still don't get it. I'm having trouble even reading it.
Oh, that's because those words don't make sense.
Okay.
There's one too many bigs in there.
Okay.
It should just be like, it's all a big sham.
Okay, I was like, it's all a big sham. Maybe it was a song that I didn't know.
No. It's Captain America.
Wow. He
works for Hydra now.
He does?
Yep.
Who knows that?
Everyone who reads comic books.
No one reads comic books but you.
And people who play a Marvel-themed game.
No, they don't read comic books other than you and Joe and the fine people at Cinnabon. Cap's a Hydra agent now?
Yeah.
That's a... dumb.
Has been the whole time. He was a sleeper agent for all these years.
No, that's extra dumb.
I don't know. There was some retcon, something, you know, happened in the time travel or something, and it changed him in the past. And so for his whole career, he's been a sleeper agent, and now he's been activated, and Hydra's going to take over the U.S.
Sure. Is he still Steve Rogers?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Sometimes he's Falcon. Sometimes he's Bucky.
Oh, well, that's only when he's dead.
Yeah.
When he's not dead, he's Steve Rogers.
Okay.